Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Amanda Bell with At Home Realty in Ashland City, Tennessee. Last year, she closed 323 transactions with a total sales volume of $46 million. Her average sales price was $141,000, of which 40% were buyers and 60% were sellers. She has a three-member team, one office manager, one closing coordinator, and one team leader. Amanda Bell is the team leader of the Amanda Bell team. She's been an agent for 13 years, works the Middle Tennessee market, and may be the most productive solo agent in America, closing 323 homes per licensed salesperson and 107 homes per team member. In this call, Amanda talks about getting a slow start and only selling 3 homes her first year, learning her craft and selling 30 homes her second year while working another full-time job, succeeding in a small rural market in a town of 4,000 people, how she sold 323 homes with 2 administrative assistants, why she handles all the buyers and sellers personally, the difference between being an advisor and a salesperson, why she works a 100-hour week and why she wouldn't do it any other way, how she closes over 120 transactions by repeated referrals from her small list of 700 past clients and sphere of influence. Basically, 1 in 6 people sent her a referral that closed. Her simple yet humorous monthly postcard campaign. Why she does not use a CRM and what she does instead. How she gets 30% of her business from internet leads with preferred memberships at Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, and Homes.com. How she's currently carrying 90 listings. Her key qualifying questions for buyers and sellers. Team dynamics, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Amanda.
Hello, thank you.
Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
I actually worked for an interior design company in Nashville.
How long were you there?
5 years.
What made you transition from that into real estate?
Well, the person that I was married to at the time, we had just built our first house, and he was in the construction business, so we decided that we were going to, I was going to get my real estate license, and he was going to get his contractor's license, and then we were going to build and sell spec homes.
And did that happen?
Nope. I got my real estate license in April of 2003, and we divorced in August of 2003.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Well, it did open up the door for real estate. How did that first year go? Do you think you had a fast start or a slow start?
Well, I had a slow start. I only had 3 transactions the first year. When I got my real estate license, I never had any intention of being a full-time realtor or owning my own company. I was just going to build and sell spec homes, you know, what we did. So when I first got into it, I thought, okay, well, it cost me a couple $1,000. Let's do, you know, 1 or 2 transactions to try to offset what I have invested. So I only did 3 transactions the first year. Part of it was just because it wasn't really my intent to be a full-time agent. But then also when I was going through a divorce, and then my father was really ill and dying at the same time. So I just felt like that I was at a point in my life where I really couldn't make decisions for myself, and I didn't need to be making decisions for other people. So other than the 3 transactions that I did, I really didn't do anything else that first year.
How about the second year? Did things pick up that second year?
Yes, the second year I had $1.6 million in net sales. And at that point, you know, come January 1, it was kind of like, okay, the realization is here. You're now divorced. You need money to pay the bills, and you've got to do what you've got to do. So I was doing real estate full-time and working a full-time job as well.
Do you remember how many homes that was? I'm guessing about, what, 15 sales that second year?
Actually, the second year, it was like 30. Because of the rural area that we live in and that we work in, we do a lot of manufactured homes, so the sales price per, you know, transaction is not always that great. So it takes us a little longer to get to our goals.
The second year you sold 30 properties, you were working full-time in real estate and working a job full-time. How did you manage that? You know, there's some people listening that are trying to do the same thing. How did you end up selling 30 homes while you were working another job full-time?
Well, what I would do is I left my main job at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I would come straight into the real estate office and I would work, you know, 2 or 3 hours there. And then, of course, I would work nights and weekends and holidays. You know, when everybody else was off work, I was sitting at the real estate office just waiting for the phone to ring or waiting for somebody to walk in the door. And that's how I built my business.
How long did you continue with the full-time job before you went into real estate with no other job? You real estate was your full-time job.
It was about 2 years after that. The owner of the company that I worked for at that time, she said that she saw the talent that I had for real estate and that she knew that that's where my heart, you know, really was. So she ended up cutting my hours to 4 hours a day. And at that time, it was a 16-mile round trip for going back and forth to work, and it just wasn't worth it for 4 hours. So I pretty much was thrown into it and just kind of had to make it work at that point.
Wow, that is really interesting. So I was going to ask, how did you cut the cord? How did you make the transition? And it sounds like your boss at your non-real estate job helped you make that decision by cutting your hours.
Yeah, I really didn't have a decision. It's feast or famine, you know, being a one-income family of one person, you just kind of have to do what you have to do to make it work.
Have you ever gone back and thanked that person, that employer, for giving you that boost?
No, I don't want her to think she won.
it wasn't amicable. Okay. I thought maybe she was helping you. It sounds like it was a little confrontational. But whatever it was, it got you into real estate full time. Let's do this. Let's fast forward a little bit and let's go into today. How long have you been in real estate?
It'll be 14 years come April 23rd.
How many homes did you sell last year and what was the sales volume?
309 homes, and I believe that was $36 million in gross sales.
Do you recall what the GCI was on that?
About $945,000.
Wow, that is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was last year, and we're almost to the end of this year, 2016. Do you know what your year-to-date numbers are for this year?
Yes, I believe it's 323 transactions, $46 million. And that includes, you know, all of my properties, traditional short sales, foreclosures, et cetera. And right now, as far as income goes, I'm right at 1.13.
Wow. You just got over a million. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I want to bring up something real quick. You mentioned that you do some REO and short sale, but that's actually a pretty small percentage of your business. What's that, about 20%?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's more. Obviously, it depends on what the market is doing, but I've always felt like your traditional is your bread and butter, so you have to keep that going because you never know what's going to happen with the foreclosure market.
We were talking earlier, we sent some information back and forth to prepare for the interview, and you made a comment. You said, I'm not a salesperson, I'm an advisor. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just a salesperson. You know, they go in, they sell you a home. You know, that's not me. You know, I have a house, so whether you like a house or not does not matter to me. My job is to go into a home, present the attributes that the house has that are what you're looking for, but to also show you the flaws and the negativity and the challenges that you might have for a house. I mean, obviously, if you have 4 children and you're looking at a 3-bedroom home, then we need to take into consideration the size of the bedroom. If the bedroom is too small, then you're not going to be able to fit bunk beds, and to get you to think through the process, because you have time before you make an offer on the house to really analyze whether or not it's going to fit your needs. But once you're under contract, you know, if you decide the third bedroom's not large enough, that's not a reason to terminate the contract.
But that makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I think our listeners would want to know one other thing as we're walking through this interview. My understanding is that you sold, you know, 300 plus homes last year, 300 plus homes this year, and you're the only salesperson on the team there. You don't have any buyer agents or listing agents running around. Is that true?
Correct. There is one county that I will co-list some of my foreclosures with, one of my other agents. But other than that, I handle the buyers and the sellers.
Wow, that's pretty extraordinary. That's pretty extraordinary. Because another thing that you mentioned was that I think the comment that you had was the fact is when you hire me, you get me. And that when people call into your office, they're going to talk to you. They're not going to be talking to a machine.
Correct. Or you've called these offices before and it's like press 1 if your house is listed, press 2 if you're a buyer, press 3 if your house is listed and under contract. You know, that drives me crazy as an agent, because if I call another agent, I want to be able to get them directly. I don't want to have to go through this phone call tree of guessing who I'm supposed to talk to. And then, oh, well, Lisa handles that and Lisa's not here today. Talk to Tina. No, Tina's not handling that file. You know, when you hire me, you get me.
I got to assume that means that you work a lot of hours. How many hours are you working in a week?
I usually work anywhere from 15 to 16 hours, Monday through Friday. I'll probably put in at least 10 to 12 on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, I can't even add that up. That's a lot of hours.
Yes, it is. But, you know, the market is good right now, and that's what the demands are. You know, I have to provide the same level of service to my clients to continue the loyalty that I have from them. So it's important, you know, and if it means I have to sacrifice a little bit of sleep, then that's what I do.
I'm just trying to do that in my head, and I think I'm coming out somewhere around 100 hours a week. Does that sound correct?
That sounds about right.
All right, let's do this. Let's help everybody out and make sure they know where you're at. Where is Ashland, Tennessee?
Ashland City is about 20 minutes west of Nashville. We're in between Nashville and Clarksville, which is one of the large military bases.
Are you a suburb of Nashville, or are you kind of your own independent area?
We're our own independent area.
If I understand correctly, you might be near some water, a river, a lake, maybe some mountains.
We have two rivers down here. We have the Harpeth River and the Cumberland River.
Did you say earlier this is a rural area?
Yes, it is. Our total population for our whole county is only about 30,000. Ashland City itself is only about 4,000.
That's a pretty small community. You must have a pretty large market share in the community by selling 300 homes.
Well, I do, but I also go outside of this area. I cover about an hour and a half radius of my office, which pretty much covers all of Middle Tennessee.
Could you tell us more about your market?
Our prices are going upwards, mainly because Nashville is turned into like a little New York City, a little mini Las Vegas. Prices have skyrocketed in Nashville. So a lot of the investors are going in to the less desirable areas, offering large amount of money for these people to move and turning around and building $400,000 houses. So people now have cash money in their pocket, and then they're coming this direction because we are one of our advertisements for this area is the best kept secret in Middle Tennessee because we don't have a lot of traffic down here. So a lot of people are taking their money because it's affordable and moving this direction, which of course is pushing our prices up as well.
What's your average price there?
Our average price is actually going up. Probably 2 years ago, you were probably looking at about $150. Right now, you're probably looking at about $200.
Which part of that market do you tend to work? Are you working in the entry level, the middle, or the luxury end?
I work all of it. We have a lot of manufactured homes and single-wide trailers.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.